Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data Visualization Techniques in Finance. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applications of Business Intelligence in Finance in the Business Intelligence for Finance Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of dashboards in business intelligence, how to create effective reports, and visualization best practices. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize data visualization techniques to enhance financial reporting, ensuring that your insights are clear and actionable. Main content: importance of dashboards in BI. Dashboards are essential tools in business intelligence, BI, especially in finance. They serve as visual interfaces that consolidate and display key performance indicators, KPIs, allowing finance professionals to monitor, analyze, and communicate financial data effectively. A well-designed dashboard can transform complex data sets into visual representations that are easy to understand at a glance. For instance, imagine a finance manager at a company who needs to present quarterly performance metrics. Instead of sifting through spreadsheets, they can utilize a dashboard that visualizes revenue, expenses, and profit margins in real time. This not only saves time but also enables quick decision-making. Dashboards can be customized to highlight specific financial metrics relevant to stakeholders, making them invaluable for presentations and strategic planning. Consider the case of a retail company tracking sales performance across multiple regions. A dashboard can display real-time sales data, allowing managers to quickly identify underperforming areas and take corrective action. This immediate access to visualized data helps in aligning strategies with current market conditions, ensuring that decisions are data-driven. Creating effective reports is crucial in conveying financial information accurately and persuasively. A good report goes beyond presenting numbers. It tells a story that drives action. When developing a financial report, consider the following elements: clarity, use simple language and avoid jargon. Clearly state the purpose of the report and its key findings. For example, instead of saying, "The company's EBITDA margin saw a decline," say, "Our earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization dropped this quarter," indicating potential issues in operational efficiency. Structure: organize the report logically. Start with an executive summary that encapsulates the main points, followed by detailed sections that delve into data analysis, insights, and recommendations. Visual aids: incorporate charts, graphs, and tables to enhance understanding. Visual aids can make comparisons easier and emphasize trends over time. For instance, a line graph showing revenue growth over several quarters can effectively illustrate a positive trend, while a pie chart can highlight the distribution of expenses across various categories. Actionable insights: end with recommendations based on the data presented. What steps should be taken to address issues identified in the report? This directs the reader's attention to actionable items, making the report not just informative but also a catalyst for change. To illustrate the importance of these elements, consider a financial report that outlines the performance of a new product line. The report should clearly show the sales figures, compare them with industry benchmarks, and provide insights into customer feedback. By structuring the report this way, stakeholders can quickly grasp the product's market position and make informed decisions on future investments. Visualization best practices to maximize the impact of your financial reports and dashboards: adhere to visualization best practices. Here are some key guidelines. Simplicity: avoid clutter in your visuals. Present only the most relevant data to avoid overwhelming your audience. For example, if you're showing a bar chart of quarterly sales, limit the number of categories displayed to the top 5 or 10. Consistency: use consistent colors and styles throughout your reports. This creates familiarity and helps viewers understand the information more quickly. For example, if you use blue for revenue and red for expenses, maintain this color coding across all visuals. Highlight key data: use color or size to draw attention to important metrics. This helps guide your audience's focus, ensuring they notice the most critical elements of your data. Interactive elements: if your tools permit, include interactive elements in your dashboards. Allowing users to filter data or zoom into specific areas can enhance engagement and facilitate deeper analysis. Appropriate use of chart types. Choose the right type of visual representation for your data. For example, use a bar chart to compare quantities, a line chart for trends over time, and a pie chart for part-to-whole relationships. The choice of chart can significantly impact the clarity and effectiveness of your communication. By following these best practices, you can create financial visuals that are not only informative but also engaging, making it easier for stakeholders to grasp complex concepts quickly. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the importance of dashboards in business intelligence, the critical components of creating effective reports, and best practices for data visualization. By mastering these techniques, you can significantly enhance your financial reporting and ensure that your insights are presented clearly and persuasively. Remember, effective communication of financial data is vital for driving informed decision-making in your organization. Reflection questions: how can you apply dashboard tools in your current reporting processes to enhance clarity and efficiency? What strategies will you implement to ensure your financial reports tell a compelling and actionable story? Reflect on a recent financial report you created. In what ways could you improve its visual presentation based on the best practices discussed?